Now, just say this, I am because he has. That didn't sound very convincing. If I was the devil, I'd have been very pleased with that kind of response. Say it again, I am because he has. Now, if you are something, you are something. You don't have to make yourself what you already are. Is this too deep for you? Right. Now, God, in working out his reformation purposes for us and for his church everywhere, needs us to believe what he has done. And because of what he has done, we are what we are. If we believe what he has done, that makes us what God says we are. So let me just give you a few examples so you understand what I'm talking about. Now, I'm going to put this personally because it has to be personal. But what I'm saying for myself is true for you. So you will need to say it because you believe it as personal truth for you. So we'll start a very rudimentary thing. I am forgiven. Hang on a minute. I am forgiven because Christ has died for me. You see, he has already done what makes it possible for me to be forgiven. So what I say about myself, I am, is followed by he has. Is this too deep? Okay. So I am forgiven because Christ died for me. I am accepted because he has accepted me in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ Jesus because God has placed me in Christ. I am a child of God because he has adopted me. I am holy because he has, according to the word of God, he has made me holy. So there's no point in me trying to become a child of God. I am. Or trying to be holy. I am. Or trying to be forgiven. I am. Or trying to be accepted. I am. Amen. I am filled with the Holy Spirit because he has baptized me in his Holy Spirit. I am made righteous in the sight of God because he has become my righteousness. Are we getting it? Now you can go on like this for a long, long time because he has done so much for us. The danger is that if we don't believe what he has done, we try to make ourselves what we already are. So, I am set free because he has set me free. Scripture says it is for freedom. Christ has set me free. So, I am free because he has set me free. Now, if I'm not living in freedom, it's because I don't believe he has set me free. I am healed because by his stripes he has healed me. You see, we're living in the good all the time of what he has done. When Jesus was on the cross, he cried out, didn't he? It is finished. At that point, he had accomplished everything that was necessary for our salvation. So I am saved because he has become my salvation. He has become my Savior. So you put it all together, and I can say of myself, you can say of yourself, I am forgiven, I am chosen, I am a child of God, I am forgiven, I'm fully accepted, I am saved, I am justified, I am redeemed, I am a child of God, I am living in his grace, I am living in his mercy, he has been merciful towards me. I am made holy, I am made righteous in his sight. I am living in victory because he has already won the victory for me on the cross. You see, there's no end to it. Now, this is called faith. And you are part of kingdom faith. So God expects you to believe what he has done. Now, if we believe that, we don't ask him to do what he's done. You know, it's God is speaking to us at present about holiness, and he's probably going to speak more about that and what that really means. We don't need to be afraid of it because you already are holy and you've managed to survive that. But you see, what the scripture says is he has made you holy and called you to be holy. So in other words, what we're to do is we're to live out our lives in the good of what he has made us because of what he has already done for us. So it's not a question of, oh, Lord, make me holy. He says, I have. Now, when you believe it, you'll live in it. You see, you don't say, oh, Lord, fill me with, I have filled you with my spirit. Now, how do you live in the good of what he has done? Well, first of all, you keep thanking him. Amen. You keep thanking him. Every day you thank him for what he's done. You thank him that you are who you are because he has done what he has done. You see, if you're going to live in the revelation of it, you are continually thanking God. You know, we have to go through the gate of thanksgiving into the courts of praise. I always think it's a good thing before you start to praise the Lord to thank him, because that's scriptural, isn't it? But you need to know, you see, where you are when you're praising him. Because if he has seated you in heavenly places, you're actually praising him from that place. I mean, if he says he's seated me in heavenly places, I am seated in heavenly places. If he says he has blessed me in Christ with every spiritual blessing, I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. I mean, it's simple stuff, really, isn't it? It's just a question of believing it. And if you were to sort of write a profile of yourself, those of you who've read In Christ Jesus, the profile is there. It takes several pages. This is just a summary, but your portrait, it's called Your Portrait in Christ Jesus. And I can't remember, but I think it's about 7 pages long. Of one truth after another of who you are because of what he has done for you. I think it's amazing. I was explaining to the guys this morning that, you know, the scripture says rejoice in the Lord. That means be happy in the Lord. To rejoice is to be happy, see? And if you're happy, there's a smile on your face. Not a look of bewilderment. Amen? God has given you a face to express what is going on inside you. So in these days of prayer and fasting, God isn't trying to get us to make ourselves something that we're not. What he wants to impress upon us is that he wants us to live fully in the good of who we are. So last week when we were looking at the branches of the trees in the orchard, you remember we had a branch with fruit and with blossom of what potentially would become fruit, of leaves, of good things and so on, and but also of dead leaves and so on. Now, what he has made you enables you to become the fruitful branch that God intends you to be. What he has made all of us corporately is a church that is able to live in reformation. See, why does the church worldwide need to be reformed? Simply because the church, speaking generally, the churches generally are not living in the good of what Christ has done. They're only partially living in the good of what he's done. So reformation is needed so that the churches, and that means every member of the churches, every branch of the trees in that orchard, need to be living in the good of what he has already done. If that was happening, the light of Christ would shine out of every church, and the darkness of the world would be impacted in a mighty way. So, you know, we can think in terms of, oh God, why don't you turn up and do something new? He says, like what? Why should I do something new when you're not already living in the good of what I've already done? If you live in the good of what I've already done, that for you will be new, but the whole process doesn't depend upon God suddenly turning up in a mighty way and sweeping through the place. He may do things like that at times. That's great. Praise God. But that isn't a substitute for people believing and living in the good of what he has done. So, you see, this is no use to you at all if it's simply head knowledge. It has to become heart knowledge. Yes, I am forgiven, totally forgiven. So there's no condemnation for me because I'm in Christ. And there is no condemnation because Jesus has taken all my condemnation upon himself. There is no judgment for me because Christ has been judged for me. Are we getting this? See? So you believe it in your heart. Say, yes, I am holy because Christ has become my holiness. And according to the word of God, when he entered into the heavenly sanctuary with his blood, he took me because his blood was shed for me. And he has made me holy. So I have been made holy through the cross that he bore for me. So that means I've got to think of myself as forgiven, accepted, free, made holy. Not holy in myself, but made holy because he is my holiness. Made righteous because he is my righteousness. I am fully, totally, completely accepted. There's no fear because his love for me has cast out all fear. So I am not a fearful person. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I am who the Word of God says I am. You're allowed to say hallelujah. So you see, what does God want us to do in an occasion like this? He wants us to thank him first, but he wants us to believe. Because you see, whatever is not of faith is sin. And it's only by faith that we can please the Lord. Isn't that right? So we please him when we believe what he has done for us. Is that okay? So this is that's pleasing to the Lord. If you want to worship the Lord tonight, don't just sing songs that you've sung 4,000 times before, but thank him for what he's done for you. Say, oh, that will bless me. You believe it. You're thanking me. That's great. I mean, it's good to sing the songs. Don't misunderstand me. But what he wants to listen to is the worship of our hearts, the thankfulness that's in our hearts, the praise that's in our hearts because of what he has done. Now, then the Spirit gets to work, right? But he doesn't do it in a condemning way. He doesn't do it in an accusatory way. He just starts putting his finger on certain things and says, well, wait a minute, that thing that's going on in your life now is inconsistent with who you are. You see, your identity isn't in the sin. Your identity isn't in the failure. Your identity isn't in fear. Your identity isn't in sickness. Your identity is in Christ. Your identity is in what he has done. Mm-hmm. You don't need counseling. You need faith. You know, people look at what's wrong and say, oh, I need counseling. No. You just need faith that you are who God says you are. That's the counsel you need, the counsel with the Word of God. Yes? It's not ministry you need. You just need to minister to the Lord out of what he's made you. You'd be surprised the effect it will have on you once you believe it. Not just in your head, but in your heart. If you believe it in your heart, Jesus said, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you don't speak of yourself as unholy, useless, failure, fearful, full of problems and this, that, and the other. Say, no, that's not me. That's not who I am. According to the Word of God, that's not the person I am. Who knows that in Christ there can be no failure? Look, I mean, you do believe, don't you, that you're in Christ, yes? By God's gracious act, you have been placed in Christ, right? Is there any sin in Christ? Then there's no sin in you because he's forgiven you. So if you sin, what happens? You confess your sin. Is he faithful and just to forgive you your sin? Because why? You're in Christ and no sin can remain in Christ. Right? So, you know, if there's things going on in our lives that are inconsistent with our position and what he's made us, then the Holy Spirit, he convicts us of those things. Amen. So we can just get rid of them. But you don't get rid of them by fighting them. You get rid of them by believing that they're no longer you. They're no longer your identity. You're only a fearful person if you believe you're a fearful person. But if you believe that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind, then you think, right, I'm a person of power, I'm a person of love, I'm a person of a sound mind, because that's what he has given me. See, the scripture says he has given you those things. Isn't that right? So if you get your copy of In Christ Jesus out and look at that profile of who you are, that portrait, your portrait in Christ Jesus, I think it's called, and just go down and work through it in prayer and just keep thanking the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There'll be a lot of thank yous because there's a lot, pages and pages of your profile in Christ. All that he has done for you, all that he has already made you. And you see, the reason why so many people are fighting with issues in their lives is because they don't believe what he has done. And you see, we can't be choosy about this and say, well, I believe he's done that, but I don't believe he's done this. You either believe he's done the whole lot or he's done nothing. Hello? I mean, it's a package, right? It's all that he's done. So it's your whole identity. So as we praise God now, well, we're going to thank him. Is that right? And then we'll give him space, you see, let's just take holiness for the sake of argument for a moment. You start thanking God that you're holy, and you begin to get a little sort of snag somewhere. You think, well, there's something that's going on in my life now that isn't holy. And that's the Holy Spirit saying, yeah, well, you are holy, but that thing is inconsistent with your holiness. So shall we get rid of it? Why don't we get rid of it right now? You see, that's how it works. It doesn't work by saying, oh, God, I'm ever so unholy, I'm so unholy, and I'm fighting this thing and I can't get the victory. He says, well, you don't believe I've given you the victory then. Because according to the word of God, he has given us the victory in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Yes?
Yes.
So you see, as you begin to praise him, if there's anything that's inconsistent with what you're saying, the Holy Spirit convicts you, and then that stuff gets dealt with. Now, some people listen to the devil instead of the Lord. And how the devil tries to undermine this is by accusing you and saying, you're a hypocrite if you say you're holy and that is going on in your life. Or if you say that you are made righteous and there's something that is not right in your life. He says, you hypocrite. Now, you see, the devil is the accuser of the brethren. But the only reason why he accuses you is because he's jealous. Because you are what he isn't. You are forgiven, you're accepted, you're in Christ, and he isn't. You have a heavenly inheritance, he doesn't. So he's just jealous of you. See? He's trying to get you to sink to his level. But of course, being a member of Kingdom Faith, you're alert to his activities, and so you're not going to allow him to influence you or your thinking in any way whatsoever. Isn't that right? So praise God. So you don't listen. You're not a hypocrite if you say about yourself what God says about you. That's not being a hypocrite. That's being faithful. The devil is the hypocrite. Amen? So we're going to praise him now. We're going to thank him. And we're going to give him space to say, okay, we need some adjustments here because you are holy, but that, come on. You are righteous, but come on, that needs to come into the orbit of righteousness. You are free, but why are you living in that bondage? Because you don't believe the freedom. Come on, let's deal with that. Begin to speak the freedom over your life. Are we getting it? It's called faith. It's called believing God. It's believing the truth of his word. Shall we stand? Come into the middle again. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love the songs, but God wants to listen to your heart now. Is that right? I mean, you know, you can sing the songs from your heart, but you can also sing the songs and your heart's not really engaged. Isn't that right? But now your heart's going to get engaged. Okay, I'm not going to do it for you. You've got to do it. So just begin now to open your mouth and begin to thank him. Just thank him. No, we don't want any music just yet. We'll have some music in a minute, but not yet. Now, while you thank him, this isn't tongues. This is you start thanking him in English before you get to praising him in tongues. So thank you, Lord, you have died for me. Thank you that I am completely forgiven, that there's not a shred of guilt, There's no shame in my heart because I am completely, freely forgiven by you. And I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am accepted because you have accepted me. I'm accepted in the Beloved. Because through your death for me, you have made me acceptable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am a child of God. Because you have chosen me, you have called me, and you have made me your own. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Because you have given me your Spirit, hallelujah. And you've never taken him away from me, praise your name. I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I am in Christ Jesus because you have taken hold of my life and placed me in Christ. Thank you, Lord, that I am blessed in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places because you have blessed me in him with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Thank you. All those blessings are mine. I praise you, Lord. I thank you. I bless you. Praise your holy name. I am because you have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that I am holy. I am set apart by you. I am made totally holy in your sight. All holiness is washed out of my life because you have become my holiness. And you have made me holy through the power of your blood that has washed and cleansed me of all that is not holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you have made me righteous. That I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus because of what you have done for me. Hallelujah. I believe it. I thank you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you that I am full of your love because you have given me a spirit of love and you have filled my heart with your love by the Holy Spirit. I am full of your love tonight, Lord. I'm full of your love. And I praise you. I bless you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you've made me a person of peace. I am a peacemaker because you have become my peace and you have given me your peace. Because you are the God of all peace. So I praise you for that peace. I praise you that peace means that I have total well-being in Christ Jesus where I stand tonight. Praise your holy name. I thank you, Lord, that I am seated in heavenly places because you have raised me with Christ and I am in him in the glory in which he now enjoys in heaven. Hallelujah. I am seated in heavenly places. That's where I belong. That's my identity in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am an overcomer because you have become my victory. Hallelujah. I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that I am free because you have set me free. Praise your holy name. I confess that freedom. I speak that freedom over my life right now. I speak that holiness over my life. I speak that righteousness over my life. I speak that love over my life. I speak that mercy over my life. I speak your grace over my life. I speak your freedom over my life. I speak your healing over my life. I speak your deliverance over my life. I speak your fullness over my life. I thank you, Lord, that I have been given fullness of life in Christ. Hallelujah. Because you have come to give me that fullness, and I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord, that your word says, I am complete in Christ. I am complete. I am complete. There's nothing missing. There's nothing missing. I am complete in Christ. Hallelujah. Because you have made me complete. Praise your holy name. Koratapa. I think we're going to get into praise now. Just begin to praise him. Karatapariya letuba. Oh, paparazatapariya letuba kalazituba. Paparazatapariya letuba kalazita di sanduma. Oh, paparazatapariya letuba kalazita di sanduma. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you might just need to just pause for a moment and ask the Lord for forgiveness. You might need to say, Lord, forgive me that I haven't been living in the good of who I am. You might need to say, Lord, forgive me that I haven't believed that you've done all that you have done for me. Please forgive me. You might need to say, Lord, instead of believing the revelation of the truth that you have spoken in your word, I've been believing my feelings. I'm believing my fears. I've been believing doubts. I've been believing negative things instead of the positive revelation of your truth. Lord, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. It's got to come from your heart, yes? But if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you your sins, to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Right? You know, nobody's going to go out of this room tonight with any unrighteousness.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you guys at the back with us? You meeting with the Lord or with one another? Come on, let's get focused, everyone. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You see, the blood is cleansing you right now. The blood is just cleansing out of you all that unbelief, all that failure to believe you are who God says you are. He says, I don't want you to beat yourself up. I just want you to believe it. I don't want you to get into a pit of self-condemnation. I just want you to believe that I have freed you from all condemnation. That there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I want you to believe that you have authority over all the power of the evil one, because I've given you that authority. I have given it to you, you see. So you have it because he's given it. Not you need it, he's given it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am not a victim of the devil. I am an overcomer of the evil one. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. There's nothing, nothing, nothing of his lies that are going to affect my life any longer. Praise you, Jesus. What does he say? If you know the truth will set you free. See, all I've been doing is sharing the truth with you for the last few minutes, and you're free. You're free from... The truth just sets you free. When you have it, when you know it, knowing it, of course, in your heart. That's what the Greek means, knowing it in your experience. If you know that, not know it in your head, but you know it in your experience. So if you know the truth sets you free. So come on, let's just lift our hands to the Lord. Thank him for that complete freedom. Thank him for that mercy. He's been so patient with us, hasn't he? Hasn't he been patient with you? You know, he's seen you struggling, striving, straining, trying to sort this out, that out, and you know, getting all in a tiz-was and a mess and confused. And he says, I don't know what you think you're doing. I've done it all. I've done it all. Why don't you start believing what I've done? Hallelujah. Come on, let's lift our hands and thank him. Oh, Lord, it's all done. It's all done. It's all done. Praise your holy name. Kurata paria leto bakalazita di sandama. Barata paria leto bakalazita di sando bakataria leto bakalazita. Is it revelation in your heart? If it's revelation in your heart, then come on, really do a whoopee for Jesus. I mean, it's... I mean, this is such good news. This is not good news. This is great news. This is great news. Hallelujah. It needs a great response, doesn't it? Thank you, Jesus. Poparazata baria leto bakalazita ba. Poparazata baria leto bakalazita ba. Poparazata baria leto ba. Right, now, have you got the revelation? What's the revelation? The past doesn't matter. Because it's in the past. See? And what is in the past has passed. So that's not you now. Hello? I mean, if you weren't living fully in it before this meeting, that's all in the past. Now you're going to live in the full revelation of who you are. Yes? You're not going to go on like you were in the past. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Behold, you make all things new. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I was doing some work on this book about Reformation earlier today and came across something that God said to me. You know, that in Scripture, the word is called seed. Seed of God's word, yes? You know, the sower went forth to sow the seed. That's the word of God. And the Lord said to me, very, very simple thing. He said, nothing happens from examining the seed. Said, you know, people study the word and they think that's what they need to do, study the word. But that's like examining the seed. The seed only produces life when you plant it. Not study it, but plant it. Study it by all means if, having studied it, you plant it. You sow it. So you see, all these seeds of truth are sown into our lives now. And if you sow them, if you just examine them in your head, see, nothing is going to happen of any consequence. But if we plant all these seeds, shall we plant these seeds? Say, okay, Lord, these seeds are planted now. Amen. And I'm expecting to see a harvest from every seed of truth that I have planted over my life tonight. Can we thank the Lord for that? Come on, let's really thank Him. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Come on, let's lift our voices and just get into a flow of worship now. Really praise Him. Oh, papara zatabaria leto bakala sita risanda.
Just flow with it. Don't try to lead it. Just
papara zatabaria leto bakala sita risanda. Just lift your voices. Let's begin to worship Him in the Spirit. Purala namasala masantu. Purala namasya surala pasantuma. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Purala masaya naramalana masantu. Purala masaya namarana masinuma. Purala masulari alena masantu. Ora la massi Gesù papare Elena ma santo ma Alleluia Ora la ma santo marina ma Ora la massi Tori Elena ma santo Ora la ma santo Elena ma santo ma Now you're in heavenly places, just keep worshiping Him. You're right before the throne. That's where Christ has lifted you up. He raises up the humble, raises them up into heavenly places. He's exalted you to that heavenly place. So praise the Lord with all your heart. Praise Him with all your understanding. Praise Him. Praise Him with all your heart. Ora la masie su papare alle comarante. Ora la masie su papare Kokaralana Masaya Namarana Masinuma. Borala Masikuri Santo. Borala Masala Maria Leno Masanto. Wonderful Jesus, glorious Lord, triumphant King, I praise you. I bless you, Lord. I praise your holy name. Kora la masi Jesu papari elema. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 Lord. Kora la la masanda marana ma. Kora la masi duri santo. Just keep the flow of worship going. He is worthy of giving of your best. He has given you His best. So now give Him your best. Pura tapari alero bakala sitiri santuma. Bopara sarabari alero bakala sitiri santuma. Bopara sarabari alero bakala sitri santo bakatori alero bakala sitri. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory and honor and praise. Bless your holy name. Now as you worship Him, God wants to hear the joy and He wants to see the freedom. Just break out of the conventional, right? Just break out of the convention. Just really begin to show Him, Lord, I'm free to praise You. I'm free to exalt in Your glorious name.
I thank you, it is for freedom. You have set me free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, merci, Jesus, Papa, Santo Balataria Leno Bacalasina Ba. Oh, Papa, Leno Bacalasina Balasina. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord. Pola la basada basada ba. Pola la basada aria lena ba. Santa Maria let up a calasi to the sun. Por la mamma salamasi to the sun. Holy Lord, holy Lord, holy Lord. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just keep your eyes closed, your focus on the Lord. I believe He's saying, how do you think I should address you? Beloved child, holy child, glorious child, my dear child, my beloved. The Lord's saying, it's so important for you to know your identity, because you live in a world where most people are confused as to their identity. They are searching for an identity, but don't know where to look. So they try to form identities of their own. And when they do that, they become even more confused.
But as you are secure in your identity, I can use you to touch the lives of many other people, to show them how they can find their true identity in Christ. You see, beloved, when I went to the cross, I took every unsaved person and died for every unsaved person. But it's only those who discover their identity in Christ that are raised to a new life. The work for all those unsaved people has already been done, just as it's been done for you. But they don't know it. And how will they ever discover unless someone goes to them and tells them, shows them the identity that they can have in Christ? What they need to see in you is how wonderful it is to be secure in your identity. So you don't struggle as others struggle, but you overcome because you're in me and I am in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you don't want there to be a shred of judgment in our hearts for unsaved people, no matter how desperate their lives are, what wickedness they get up to, how far they are from your purposes. Thank you, there's no shred of judgment in our hearts towards them, but only compassion, because they don't know and they don't understand and they've never discovered their true identity. So give us your heart for the lost, Lord. Your attitude. Use us, everyone, as witnesses. I was telling some of the students this morning that I've never really liked this phrase, leading people to the Lord, because it can mean so many different things, so many superficial things, that the phrase I always used was leading people to the cross. Because you can only come to the Lord through the cross. And you know, there are some who try to lead people to the Lord without leading them to the cross. And if you do that, then they don't actually have the victory in their lives in the way that they would if you lead them to the cross. So we're thanking the Lord tonight that we've been led to the cross. We've been taken through the cross. And we have been raised with Christ to an entirely new life. And we live that life in Him. And He lives that life in us. And on that cross, every need was met. And I was telling the students that in leading people to the cross, I led them not only to confess their sins, but to confess all their fears and their doubts. Because all that stuff was dealt with on the cross. And how good it is to get rid of all that stuff right at the beginning of a person's Christian experience. So they begin their new life in Christ, free of sin, but free from fear and free from doubt. Because all of it has been overcome by the blood that was shed by Jesus for us. So we can thank God tonight, can't we? That He's not only freed us from sin by forgiving us, but He's freed us from the power of sin that no longer holds us. Sin is no longer our master, yes, because Jesus is our master. But we thank the Lord that He has freed us from all fear, forgiven us for focusing on our fears instead of on the truth. He's freed us from all doubt, so that now we're believers in His Word and in what He has done for us. Thank you, Jesus. All I'm saying is, you see, He's done a thorough job. Totally thorough job. Nothing. When He went to the cross, nothing was left out. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing that could ever happen to you that is not covered by the blood of Jesus. Everything is covered by that blood. Healing of spirit, soul, and body, every imperfection, every failure, every doubt, every fear, everything was covered by that blood. Everything, absolutely everything. That's why it is for freedom Christ has already set us free. So just thank Him now for that precious blood. Just praise Him. You know, in times of revival, there's always a lot of praise for the blood of Jesus, a lot of songs about the blood of Jesus, a lot of hymns about the blood of Jesus. Because that's the total victory. The total victory is in the blood. Total victory. No matter what your situation, total victory is in the blood. Come on, praise Him for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your victory. Thank you for the victory of your blood. Thank you that you've cleansed me with that blood. You've sprinkled that blood to make me holy. Sprinkled me with that blood to make me holy. I praise you, Lord. I bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.